freeze, freeze, freeze. You are doing two things wrong. What's number one?
Come on. Standing on a chair.
You are standing on a chair. And what's number two? Mm. Where are your hands? Your hands are on this clock. Take your hands off of this clock. Now, why, my dear, were you standing on this chair? Huh?
The clock didn't have the right time.
So you stood on this chair to tell the clock that?
No.
Well, what were you doing?
Fixing it.
So you are now a clock fixer? Do you realize you're the only child in this house who has a job? Now, first of all, you know the rules. We do not make ladders out of furniture.
Right.
Now, what makes you so sure that this wristwatch you have on is correct and the clock isn't?
My watch is newer.
Are you telling me that just because something is new, it runs better than something that's older? Is that what you're saying, smiling face?
Yes.
Do you know that I am older than you?
Yes.
Do you know that you are newer than me?
Yes.
But I run better than you. I never fall unless I didn't see something. Now, you owe me a zerbet.
Mommy!
Hi.
What'd you bring me?
Nothing for you today.
Mommy! What'd you bring me?
Nothing for you today.
Okay.
This is for Vanessa's typing paper. Would you give it to her, please?
She's at home.
No? Well, why don't you just put it on her bed for me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Cliff, that's very strange.
What?
Denise was supposed to give Vanessa a ride home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there she is.
Vanessa.
What's the matter?
I stood in front of that library for an entire hour in the freezing cold waiting for Denise, and do you know she never showed up?
She didn't?
No, the wind was going right through me. It's a strong Arctic wind from Canada. My face feels like it's going to crack. My toes are numb. I can't even move my fingers.
Well, how'd you get home?
I walked 12 and a half blocks with the freezing Canadian wind lashing at my face.
Hi.
Hi.
Where have you been?
You won't believe what happened to us.
We were in a wreck.
A wreck?
Yeah.
Your car?
Yeah.
Well, are you all right?
I was fine.
It was great.
Theo and I, we're driving along. We're going to pick up Vanessa. And we come to the intersection of 17th and Dirkland. And a water pipe must have burst or something because the entire thing is flooded.
A solid sheet of ice.
So I tried to stop, but I slid through the intersection a little, and this other car...
A big limousine?
It slid through the intersection, it hit the ice, and it ran right into us.
On my side.
Yeah. So the chauffeur gets out, you know, and see if we're okay. And then the back door pops open, and guess who steps out? Stevie Wonder!
You guys were almost run over by Stevie Wonder!
It's just a matter of being at the right place at the right time.
Are you sure you're not hurt?
Mom, we're okay.
Where's the car?
Oh, it's okay. The front fender has a little dent.
Where's the car?
You can still drive it.
Where's the car?
It's out front.
When Stevie got out of the limousine, what did he say?
Are you ready for this? He said... Are you all right?
I always knew Stevie like that. He cares. He's just like his record.
Yeah?
You said it's just a dent? The fender is curled up, wrapped around the muffler, through the back window.
Dad, it's not that bad.
I've got to see this.
Without your gloves?
Nothing is coming between my hand and Stevie's dent.
Come on. I'll show you where he leaned on the car. Oh!
Hi, dear.
Cliff, come in and look at this. I want you to see what someone did. Take a look at that.
What?
Now, do you see that someone has broken the handle off my favorite coffee mug?
You're kidding.
And do you know what they did after they broke it? They tried to glue it together and put it away.
Somebody just took this thing and just glued it and then put it way back in the cupboard, huh?
How'd you know it was in the cupboard, Cliff?
Because I just guessed that it would be way back in the cupboard.
How did you know it was way back in the cupboard?
Am I going to need a lawyer?
I think so. Broke my mug.
See, I tried to.
I see what you tried to do with all this old tired-looking glue all clumped up in here together like this. Pieces missing, all chipped up, glue on the inside of the cup.
But see, I did that on purpose.
Why?
So that you would think that one of the children did it.
Cliff, I almost went to the children and accused them.
Right. And then they would have denied doing it.
But I wouldn't have believed them.
That's right. Hey, how was your day?
Great.
Yeah, everyone knew about the wreck.
Well, how did they know that?
They all told them.
That's right. I thought the public had a right to know.
By public, he means Tanya Simpson.
Tanya?
Dad, Tanya hasn't talked to me all year, but today she followed me to my math class.
Tanya.
Right. And after school, there's a whole mob standing around my car to look at the dent.
Really?
Cockroach is right. He said we should charge everyone $1. Huxtable residents. Yes, this is he.
Hello, Tanya.
Hi, Denise.
Hey, Mom.
Did you call the insurance company?
Yes, and they said as soon as I get two estimates, I can get the car fixed.
Good.
Can I wait to get the car fixed? I want to keep the dent for a while.
Denise.
I just want something to remember Stevie by.
Well, if you'd like, we can have Stevie just drive right through the front door.
Tanya Simpson wants to take me to the movies. That's it. I'm going to become a musician.
You gonna become a musician?
Yeah. I got a woman called me because I was hit by one. Man, what would happen if I was one?
Theo, you don't play an instrument.
You don't have to nowadays. All done by computers. All I do is show up and sing.
I have heard you sing.
I'll get lots of backup singers. All it takes is one hit. And then you're set for life. We're talking Mongo Rich.
You know it. You'll wear clothes by the top designer.
And all you eat is caviar. Because that is what the Mongo Rich people eat.
You have all your parties on yachts.
And you get to sleep till 2 p.m. Oh, and you get to buy your parents a bigger house. Yeah. And they can retire. Huxtable residents. Stevie Wonder, right, Cockroach?
Hello? Hello? No, we're both fine, Mr. Wonder. Yeah. No, yeah, we did. Really? Really? That'd be great. 10 o'clock tomorrow? Thank you. No. No.
What are you...
Just slow down. What did he say?
He said he invited the whole family to a recording session. I just got
right.
To say.
Denise, I think it's very nice that Mr. Wonder has invited us to a recording session, but that's no reason for us to go crazy.
What am I gonna wear?
When Tanya Simpson hears this, she's gonna wanna marry me.
Oh, oh, Cliff. We're gonna meet Stevie Wonder. people at the office will never believe this one. Isn't she lovely?
Giving just enough for us.
Gary.
Yeah, Steve.
Put a little more high end on the synclavier, okay?
You got it.
Hey, Stevie, I think the Huxtables are here.
Oh, great. They can come in. Let them come on in.
Hi, Mr. Wonder.
Don't worry, Denise, I'm driving today.
Mr. Wonder, hi, I'm Theo. Remember me?
Mr. Wonder doesn't mind if you just say hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Look, I know you didn't come by yourself, so let me meet everybody.
Oh, okay. This is my father, but he can't stay.
Oh, my. Doesn't he like me?
Yes, I like you. It's just that I have to get back to the hospital to deliver a baby.
I hope you're a doctor.
Well, I wanted to thank you, first of all, for crashing into my children. Well, take care of yourself.
Thank you. Anytime.
Bye, Dad.
Bye,
Dad.
Bye.
Is anybody else leaving?
No. And my mom's over there, and she's a lawyer.
A lawyer? Glad I didn't know that when we had the accident.
Hello. It's nice to meet you. I'm Claire Huxtable.
How do you do?
Fine. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Hi, I'm Rudy.
Hi, Rudy.
I made you a present.
You did?
Do you know what it is?
Might need a little help with this one.
It's a giraffe.
Wow, this is the most beautiful giraffe that anyone's ever given me in my whole life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Wonder, this is my other sister, Vanessa.
Vanessa, that's a pretty name.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, madam. We can do without all the sirs, okay?
Okay, Stevie.
You got it.
Thank you so much for inviting us. That's really very nice of you. But we don't want to interrupt your work, so we should be going now.
No. Why don't you sit down and relax and stay for a while?
Okay.
All right. Come on.
Gary. Yes, Steve.
This is not happening. We're going to try something different, okay?
No problem, Steve.
Would y'all mind helping me?
Hey!
Oh!
I'd like the person who made me this beautiful giraffe to come in first.
I'm here.
How do you?
Six.
How would you like to be on my new album?
Yeah.
What sound do you think a giraffe makes? Beautiful. I got you in my synclavier.
Mommy, I'm on Stevie's new record.
I need a little more help, Miss Vanessa.
Yes, sir. Stevie.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
I bet you got a boyfriend.
Well, sort of.
She's in love with Robert.
So why don't you say Robert?
Robert.
Oh, say it like you really mean it.
Robert.
Denise, how old are you?
17.
Theo, how old are you?
15.
17 and 15. Who's a singer?
Well, I want to be.
Can you rap?
Yeah.
What's that? Go ahead and rap for me one time.
No.
And what would you say at a party?
Jamming on the one.
Jamming on the one. Denise, it's your turn.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say. Perfect. And now, Claire Huxtable.
Don't you ask me how old I am.
Oh, I ain't gonna ask you how old you are. I just want you to sing.
Come on, go! Once in a lifetime.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do this for my children.
just a simple la. That's all I need.
La.
La, 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 la,
la, la,
la. This is hot. This is really hot. You know what? I've even got your husband saying baby.
Let me see.
Baby.
Baby.
Baby. Baby. Baby. Baby. Baby.
Okay, let me see that.
Baby.
Jamming on the wall.
Jamming on the wall. Baby. Baby, 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 baby,
baby. Let's make a tape for the family, okay, Gary?
You got it, Stevie.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really nice. Now, we are going to go now, okay?
No, just a minute. I knew you were coming in today, so I programmed something special for you. I hope you like it. Mrs. Huxtable, will you please sing with me?
Mom. Well, I don't know.
Come on now.
Oh,
listen, what will happen is this. I'll give you the words. Uh-huh. If you don't know the words. Uh-huh. If you don't like it, just act like you do anyway. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact, here's just another ordinary day. No April rain.
No April rain.
Alright. No flowers bloom.
No flowers bloom.
No wedding Saturday within the month of June.
No wedding Saturday within the month of June.
Alright. But what it is.
But what it is.
Is something true.
Is something true.
Made up of these three words that I must say to you.
Made up of these three words that I must say to you.
Alright. Hey, I just called to say I love you. I just called.
Baby, 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 baby.
Ha ha, we are hot.
Jamming on the one.
Jamming.
Dad, I wish you would have stayed longer. I will never forget Stevie.
Yeah, well, how did you like the caviar?
What?
Well, didn't Stevie take you on the yacht and give you some caviar?
Are you making fun of me, Dad?
No, but I mean, if he didn't take you on the yacht and give you some of the Mungo caviar, Then why is he a musician?
I guess he just loves what he does, and he does it.
Like I love what I do, like your father loves what he does.
I guess so. Like, I'm gonna love playing that tape for Tanya Simpson. Good night.
Good night, son. They are never, ever, ever gonna forget this. Every time they hear a Stevie Wonder song, they're gonna remember this day.
Well, I think the mother and the father will also.
Yeah.
Music is a wonderful thing. I mean, no matter how old you get, I mean, there are some songs can do it for you. You play them years later, and you can almost smell, touch, feel, hear, and be there.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to go upstairs and go to sleep because I am worn out. People don't believe that little baby, 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 baby.
Don't you
want to
stay out for some chocolate?
No, but I'm going to go to sleep.
Please.
No. I am tired.
Oh, Cliff, come on.
Good night,
Good night.
Good night.
See you in the morning.
All right. Jamming on the jamming.
Robert! I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, but I do know what to play.
Taped in front of a live studio audience.